Grace, thank you for joining me on the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. Delighted to be talking to you this evening. It's a very exciting time in the Park Hotel in Kinmare because you've been awarded two Michelin keys. I suppose to start off, just in case any of our listeners maybe aren't familiar, tell us a little bit about the Michelin keys and what they are.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're absolutely delighted. We got awarded our Michelin keys last week, and it was a really nice kind of way to end the season with that nice cherry on the top. The Michelin keys, so they were introduced last year as a means of recognizing excellence in hospitality. So a bit like the Michelin stars are for restaurants, and these are for the accommodation aspect of the hospitality experience. So these recognize hotels that offer an exceptional experience that are more than just service and comfort. They're about bringing a sense of place, a sense of feeling, a sense of authenticity to the hotel experience and the hospitality experience. So a great accolade for the hotel and Kenmare itself. I think it really puts the town and the hotel on a bit more of a global stage. So it's a huge achievement. And I suppose it's even better with the way Michelin are actually rating the system. It's a completely incognito inspection. It's completely confidential. We never know when an inspector is in the hotel. And they'll come and go. So, you know, with awards, where we're up for some awards, you might get the judge checking out and they hand your bill, and we'll find out that, oh gosh, we had somebody in rating us last night or staying with us or in for dinner. With the Michelin system, it's completely incognito, so we never know when they're in. So I suppose it's just a huge achievement and a huge testament to the incredible team that bring that home away from home feeling to life at the hotel.
It certainly is. It's fantastic. And it's great to see that it's judged in that way as well, because as you say, I suppose it brings a little bit more prominence to it as well, because, you know, it's genuine that you are doing a good thing because you didn't know when the judges were there. But in terms of these awards, you mentioned that they were for the accommodation side of things. So just talk us through this, was exactly what the two keys were for.
Yeah, so the two keys, it's really about a sense of feeling. So the Michelin team are looking for that authentic experience, and what we're doing different that speaks to that sense of place, our location, our ethos, our culture. And, you know, when we were over in Paris, they actually brought a Michelin inspector on the stage. Now, he was behind a screen and had a muffled voice, because you never know, and they will not let you know who a Michelin inspector is. They take it very seriously. And it was quite interesting because he was sharing, you know, they're looking for that authentic service, that home away from home feeling. If you think about when you go to a hotel, normally you're met with a desk, a barrier that already kind of blocks you from the hotel reception and the staff and the guest. And normally your first sentence that you'll hear will be photo ID and credit card. And I suppose at the park, we always look to try and do, we want to make sure it is that home, and we're staying true to ourselves, that feeling, sense of home. You know, when you come in, there is no desk, you're straight into the living room, essentially. And our team will ask, how was your drive? And second question will be, what can we get you for a drink? And we offer a complimentary wine, rosé, Chateau Lacoste on arrival, or a glass of Guinness, or a complimentary tea or coffee, whatever your preference. And we'll take you straight through the hotel if it's your first time with us, and we'll show you what's on offer, what we're serving for lunch that day in the garden rooms, tell you about the complimentary tea and cake that we're offering in the living room. And we feel that it's important to take our guests out of the room and come and meet us and mingle with us and other guests. And we'll take you down to Landline, our fine dining restaurant, show you the menu, show you the art. We've got over 200 pieces of the owners, Brian and Tara's, personal art collection in the hotel. And I suppose it's just a combination of all these things that help kind of bring that stay, that unique stay experience that you can only get at the Park Hotel, to life.
Certainly, it sounds fabulous. And we mentioned at the start, you know, it's a very big deal and a very exciting time for you at the Park Hotel in Kinmare. But what does this accolade actually mean to you, I suppose, and mean to the owners and to the staff, I suppose, that put in all the hard work every day of the year that you're open?
Yeah, I suppose it's showing us that we're on the right track anyway, you know, and I suppose we're doing something right. I think, you know, previously the hotel, there was some time where it was residents only, but under the new ownership, Brian and Tara Meaton, they purchased the property at the end of 2023. And they're very, very, very community driven. And they very much got rid of that residents only sign that was at the door, and they've opened it up to the public. And they want anyone and everyone to feel that they can come into the hotel and, you know, you can join the art tour. We run them daily at around 5 p.m. every day, and they're for non-residents as well. If you're in town and you're visiting Kenmare for the day, you're more than welcome to pop in. You don't necessarily have to buy anything. We'd obviously love for you to do, but I mean, you can just come in and explore the art, and one of our colleagues will take you on an art tour. And I suppose it's just seeing all these things come to life and having the Michelin keys kind of represent that, you know, all that hard work and what we do every day is being rewarded. It's being recognized on a global stage. And I think that's really key for us.
It certainly is. And I was going to ask you as well, Grace, about the process, because I know you mentioned earlier you don't know actually when, you know, the people that are judging come in, I suppose the Michelin judges, you don't know when they're in the hotel. So you're just going about your daily routine, I suppose, really, and looking after everyone the same that comes in to stay with you. But do you have to apply for this, or how does it come about that the judges visit you in the first place?
Not at all. They're kind of all over Ireland, the UK, Europe. They're in and out of restaurants. They're hearing it's via word of mouth, who's new on the scene, what's different, what's changed. And it's just obviously there's some good word of mouth out there about the park that they've had us on. When Brian and Tara bought the property as well, end of 23, I think it was in 2024, we were awarded the Michelin Guide for Landline. And that was a recognition for the head chef James O'Sullivan and his team and what they're doing in Landline every day. And to there's only two restaurants here in this area that are on the Michelin Guide, and one being Landline in the Park Hotel. So a huge testament for us. And that was great news last year. And then to get the invite that came through only a couple of weeks ago to say you've been invited for to Paris. We didn't know what we were getting, you know, hoping for even a one key distinction. But I mean, we got a two key distinction, which tells you that, you know, it's very much around, again, that warmth and that authentic stay experience that we're offering at the park.
Fantastic. It's a great vote of confidence, isn't it, in the hotel and the work that you're doing?
Hugely, hugely. The team were delighted. I got back on Thursday after Paris, and you know, we said we'd have a few bubbles at the hotel team and show them the award. And when I drove in to the hotel that evening, they had a big red carpet lining the front entrance and the red and white balloons, and they had the champagne and they had a Michelin key designed cake. And I just said, gosh, this is what they do so well and so naturally. You know, they didn't need to do any of that, but it was just great excitement at the hotel, and it was wonderful to see all the teams running around holding the plaque and taking photos together. And it just was, again, like it's just that really nice cherry on the top, I suppose, end of season, and just going to show that all their hard work and efforts are paying off, that they are getting recognized above and beyond just the market here, I suppose, in Ireland. But it's you know, it's on a global stage. There's 700,000 hotels worldwide, and there's only 572 of those that have two Michelin keys. And I think that just speaks to itself.
It certainly does. It's a phenomenal achievement, and it's great to see it. You mentioned it was the cherry on top there at the end of the season. How has this season been for you?
Yeah, the season's been really good, actually. It's been strong. I know there was a little bit of, I suppose, apprehensiveness at the start of the year because the North American booking window slowed, and they weren't booking typically as they would 6 months out, and they were really slow off the bat in the North American market, booking only 2 to 1 month out. But it certainly took a turn, and they really delivered, and we were up 10% compared to last year, so we were delighted with that. And I suppose for the future, we're looking ahead. Like I look at the park and I think there's just so much opportunity at the property. You know, a big focus on our food and beverage offering, getting that word of mouth out there. A lot of people still, it's interesting, they pop into the park and they tell me, oh, I didn't know that you were accepting non-residents. I didn't know I could just pop in for lunch. We very much are. And we want to look at events as well. So what can we do? How can we open up our grounds and our hotel to events? And what does that market look like? We're actually very lucky. We have a very loyal domestic market mix. So in the summer, we're probably 60-40, so 60% North American and 40% filled between Irish, Europe, UK. And in the off season, that will flip to 80-20, where we have 80% domestic market and then 20% filled with your Europe, UK and American guests. And I just think that's it's wonderful to see. And we're so lucky to have such a loyal Irish market mix as well, who come and stay with us year on year.
Yeah, you certainly are, because that domestic market is hugely important as well, especially as you mentioned there, maybe in the off season, because you need the off season to be kind of as busy as it can be as well. And I know the summer season will always carry you through a little bit, but it's nice to think that people are willing to come to you kind of throughout the year as well, and that you do have that good reputation built up and you have that loyal customer base as well. That's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly right. The summer season, it pays for itself. It's wonderful. It's busy. It's magnificent. It literally drops off a cliff as soon as you hit October. And it's just about, how do we continue to maintain business and keep ourselves busy? And we look at a variety of events to do that. We had Sally Clark over recently, and we wanted to bring Sally Clark to the park and, give everyone an opportunity over here. Sally Clark is such a renowned chef in the UK for over 60 years in the business, and just bringing that opportunity to the locals so they can enjoy it here at Kenmare or Southwest Ireland, who won't get a chance to get to London. And we've got another pop-up coming soon. We've got Michael Villian in from Chapter One coming to cook with us, and again it's about people who might not get up to Dublin or get to enjoy Chapter One. We're bringing it down to Southwest Kerry, and these are all in at the forefront of thinking, how can we keep the Irish market entertained, interested, and enjoying what we could do down at the park as well.
Certainly, it sounds fantastic. It sounds like you have loads going on as well, and that it's all obviously panning out. And Grace, I understand that you're undertaking renovation works at the moment at the hotel. What are ye doing, or what works are ongoing?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started, Brian and Tara were renovating 19 of our guest rooms. The Park Kenmare is over 128 years old, so some investment is absolutely needed. So they were busy, and we were busy at the beginning of the year. We paused that project to, get ready for the summer season, where you're working with 90% occupancy throughout the months. And now we're in our off season, so we are working through the rest of that renovation, working in two phases. So phase three being from now until Christmas, getting through 12 guest rooms this side of Christmas, and then it'll be seven guest rooms the other side of Christmas. And they're also working on the spa renovation. So the Sama Spa, which was a very renowned, well-renowned, first in its kind spa for the Park Kenmare when it opened 25 years ago, but Brian and Tara, they're looking at it and they can see that it needs a considerable investment to get it back up to speed. And I suppose they took the opportunity to kind of put their own stamp on it. So they're working with a designer, Joe Nakasaka. He's a Japanese architect who's worked with them on their Blue Bottle coffee stores across the globe and some of their other businesses and homes. And they really like his design. He's very calm, minimalistic style, very much rooted in nature. And I think that will speak to the new spa, and it aligns beautifully with what we want to create. So a sanctuary that feels rooted in Kerry and inspired by our landscape and completely restorative. And we're also building on six more rooms as well. These will be spa rooms overlooking the Kenmare Bay, which will be down over at the spa area of the hotel. So it's a very busy time, but we're really excited to show off the new spa when it opens just before summer next year. So a pretty big project, but one that I think is certainly one to watch.
Certainly, it sounds fantastic. Congratulations again, because it's a huge achievement to get the two Michelin keys. So, congratulations, and Grace, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this evening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Amber.